I was asked, actually maybe 2 weeks, to talk about the Urban Calling paper. And last week, I think we recognized that February marks a really big milestone at the Harrison Center. 10 years ago in February, we had our first show in the gallery. I had an art show in there, and it was called Love in the Time of Football. So that's ironic that 10 years later we would have the Super Bowl that weekend. But when we were starting out, we were kind of wondering, how can we get people to come to a gallery in the city, in a church? Doesn't seem very likely. But God has done really awesome, amazing, great things. And in looking back over these 10 years, God has done really awesome and amazing things in my life and transformed it. 10 years ago, I was living in Broderpool. I was a little bit depressed. I was single and lonely, and I was kind of suffering from post-traumatic church something. I was tired of ministry and worn down. And fast forward 10 years later, God has really transformed my life and changed me. Changed my understanding of Him, changed my understanding of theology, changed my understanding of how deeply I am sinful and how much He loves me. A lot has changed. But most of that change has happened on porches and in backyards and at kitchen tables in community. And my story mainly starts, I think, with the Alsmas, who decided to buy a beat-down old house and fix it up on Pleasant Street. And they were the first to move there. And they got, they had an apartment that had been an apartment on the top floor, but it didn't have a floor. And so we put a floor in and we painted the walls. And I lived there with them as part of their family, a single guy with a family. I was part of them. And a lot of times I think in our culture, we just hang out, single people hang out with single people, and married people hang out with married people, and people with kids just hang out with people with kids. But this was really a different kind of life. Fast forward 10 years, now there are, every Sunday night, there's 9 families that have dinner together. There are groups that are, accountability groups for men, and we share. There's play groups. I sometimes go to the play group just to have muffins. we have holiday traditions. So on Halloween, we all gather at one house and we walk to the square and we get candy from the merchants and we walk around. But it's part of our everyday life. We share joy, we share trauma. When there's death, we gather together and we cry together. And I think this is what happens too in small groups. It's not just on our block, it's happening all over. Cindy and I are very busy. She has her own business, and I'm busy here with the Harrison Center and trying to be an artist. But this kind of community just fits into everyday life. Tonight, I'm very excited. Tanya and I play Ticket to Ride, which is a game, and we just got a brand new version of the game about India. We'll do that tonight. Sometimes someone will text me when they made too much pancakes, or if they need an egg for their cake, or if they need a saw or a screwdriver. But there have been challenges. There have been hard times. When we first moved in, there was a drug dealer 3 doors down. They would have chicken fights, and there was violence, and a lot of police coming by. But now we can walk to 10 great restaurants. We can do a lot of our Christmas shopping just by walking there. And we can get on our bikes and ride on the cultural trail just really close. clearly God led us to that, to this new life. He transformed our neighborhood. He transformed me. But what has God called you to do? It's probably very different. Redeemer is not built on programs. This is not the church where you come, where there's 100 people on staff and they're all going to serve you and meet all your needs. You are the church. You are the body of Christ. And I think it's important for you to listen to what God is calling you to do and where he's calling you to live and what he's calling you to be a part of. Everyone is going to be different. Maybe he is calling you to get with a couple of your friends and move to a crappy block and change it. Or maybe he's calling you with a couple of your single friends to move into an old apartment building and make community there. Or maybe he wants you to stay in Carmel in your cul-de-sac and make a community of gospel and grace. It's all going to be different, and God is going to lead you and guide you there. What I come back to again and again is that God has brought me here. God has made the plan, not me. He brought me to the Harrison Center. He brought me to Redeemer. He brought me to Pleasant Street. That is my urban calling, which will be very different from your urban calling. But I think it's important to recognize who is the author and perfecter of our faith. It is Jesus Christ, and he will accomplish what he has set out to do.